Well, good morning. We want to welcome you to our online recorded service on January 31st, 2021. This is the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, and we want to welcome all of you for tuning in today and listening. We are not having in-person service today because of the weather, and we are grateful that you are able to turn in. Or tune in today and listen. Just a few announcements real quick. Don't forget, next Sunday is Noisy Collection Sunday. And then an event coming up in February, on Wednesday, February 17th, is going to be our Ash Wednesday service at 7 p.m. And we are going to be doing that. We'll do it a little bit different this year, but we wanted to be able to do that since we missed last year because of COVID. We're going to do it this year a little differently to make sure we keep ourselves safe. And so we are looking forward, or I'm looking forward to that. And so we wanted to remind you about that upcoming date. Well, we're so glad again that you've tuned in to listen. And if you happen to receive the email with the bulletin for today, you can follow along with our worship service, and we will begin today with our call to worship. God's praise endures forever, and eternity meets us in moments of worship. God's praise endures forever, and glory bursts into ordinary activities. God's praise endures forever, and faith is steadfast, even in the midst of change and challenge. Let us worship the eternal God who calls us to this time and place. We're going to begin singing today our hymn. The words there are on the bulletin. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer, our Creator. And I had to be a little creative today in using some music off the internet. So hopefully we will be okay. The first one is a hymn version, or an organ version. And hopefully you'll be able to sing along with us, and we'll jump right in. There's no intro to it, so we'll just jump right in and sing. Praise thee, O God, O Redeemer, Creator, in grateful devotion our tribute we bring. We lay it before you, we kneel and adore you, we bless your holy name, bless praises we sing. Worship you, God of our fathers and mothers, through life's storms and tempests our guide you have been. When perils o'ertake us, you forsake us. With your help, O Lord, our battles we win. Voices unite in our praises we offer, our songs of thanksgiving to you we now raise. Your strong arm will our God is beside us. To you, our great Redeemer, forever we pray. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Awesome God, you are the wisdom behind all mystery, the glory hidden in all that makes us wonder, the strength in all that nourishes. As we gather in worship to express our reverence and praise, we celebrate the good we have experienced, knowing it all comes from your hand. Open our eyes to your wonders and wisdom. Give us the courage to live lives that overflow with your love. Amen. Well, we want to go to our time of prayer today, and maybe you have a prayer concern on your heart today that in just a few moments I will give you a chance to lift up to the Lord as we begin our prayer time. There'll be a time of silence, and you can lift those up. Just a few reminders. We want to continue praying for Jody Cron as she's recovering for her lung. We want to continue remembering Jackie Painter. We want to continue praying for Bruce and Carol Davidson, Jody's parents. They are doing much better, but they definitely would appreciate our continued prayers. We want to lift up Richard and Judy Walker, who are recovering from COVID. Judy seems to be struggling a little bit more, but I know she's doing fairly well. I talked to them this week. And any others that we need to lift up with everything going on. So as we begin our time of prayer, we will have just a few moments of silence. And in those moments, you can lift up your prayer needs and names to the Lord, and then I will come and close us out. God, we are grateful today for your presence with us, and we're thankful that you continue to watch over us during all that we're facing during this time. Lord, we want to lift up the names of those to you that were mentioned just a moment ago. Each one of those people whose names was spoken out, or the need that was spoken out, God, we just ask that you would meet that need, touch that person, work in that situation as only you can do. We continue to lift up Jody. We continue to lift up Jackie. We continue to lift up Bruce and Carol. And we lift up Richard and Judy. And we ask for your healing grace and touch and strength for all of them. Lord, we continue to lift up our own people in our congregation that maybe are facing battles right now in different ways. God, we just lift them up to you and ask for your grace and your strength and your touch today. We continue to lift up our men and women that are serving in our armed forces around the world. And we continue to lift up our first responders and medical personnel and staff and doctors and all of them, and our teachers and our schools and the staff there in the schools. God, we continue to lift up all of them, asking for your continued hand to be with them and protection and touch upon them. And we, Lord, we continue to lift up our shut-ins during this time, asking for your continued grace upon them. And Lord, we thank you for your presence with us today as we gather together online. We just ask that you would just speak to us and minister to us and encourage us as only you can do, as we thank you for all of these things. And Lord, we continue to lift up our leaders, both in our national leaders, our state leaders, our local leaders, Lord. We continue to pray for them, asking you continue to give them wisdom and guidance during these trying times in our nation and around the world. And also we continue to pray for peace in our world during these times. And Lord, we lift up those, maybe some that we did not mention, but those that we know that are battling COVID right now, God, we just ask for your continued healing, strength, and grace. And we thank you for that. Ask your blessing upon this, the rest of this time, as we are gathering for worship online today, as we ask these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to join together this morning for our scripture reading. It is coming from Psalm 111. We're going to be reading the entire psalm. And I have found great comfort and peace in the psalms during all this pandemic time, and I guess that's probably why I keep going back to the Psalms and have been preaching on them, especially when they speak to my heart in such a special way in these times. So, Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart in the company of those who do right. In the congregation, the works of the Lord are magnificent. They are treasured by all who desire them. God's deeds are majestic and glorious. God's righteousness stands forever. God is famous for His wondrous works. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. God gives food to those who honor Him. God remembers His covenant forever. God proclaimed His powerful deeds to His people and gave them what had belonged to other nations. God's handiwork is fair and just. All God's rules are trustworthy. They are established always and forever. They are fulfilled with truth and right doing. God sent redemption for His people. God commanded His covenant lasts forever. Holy and awesome is God's name. Fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Sure knowledge is for all who keep God's laws. God's praise lasts forever. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a dad was one day with his sons, and they were getting ready to get in the car to leave. As his two sons were climbing into the back of the seat, Eric, who was 5, yelled, "I call the left seat." Well, that didn't set well with his younger brother, Ron. "No, I want the left seat. No, I want the left seat. No, I do." Well, finally intervening, Dad said, "Since Eric is older, he can have the left side." "Thanks, Dad," said Eric. "Which is the left side?" Well, there you go this morning. Isn't that just like kids? I want to talk to you this morning about Hallelujah Helper. Hallelujah Helper. How many of you remember that Vacation Bible School or Sunday School song that we sang as kids that went like this? Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. We've sang it here at our last couple of VBS times when we met together before COVID. And you know what? I loved that song as a kid because we got to scream out the words. You know, we'd sing hallelujah, 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 and then the other side of the group would yell, "Praise ye the Lord." They go, "Praise ye the Lord." They kind of scream it out. And I loved that as a kid. I thought that was so much fun. And those words we sang as kids are similar to the opening words of Psalm 111. Hallelujah. Or praise Yahweh. Or praise the Lord. And they remind us that we need some help with our worship now and then. I don't know if you've been needing some help with your worship during the time and season that we've been going through here lately, or maybe other situations that we've been facing in our lives here recently. But the psalmist offers us some help with our worship. And the psalmist does this by inviting us to do a few things. And that's what I want to focus on this morning, just for a few moments, to encourage us and find help for our hallelujahs during this time. First of all, the psalmist offers us some help with our worship by inviting us, obviously, to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The psalmist reminds us of the importance of being a worshiping people and a worshiping community. If you look at the psalm carefully of Psalm 111, praise literally envelopes the psalm. The praise the Lord or hallelujah opens the psalm, and it closes the song, psalm by focusing on how God's praise will go on forever. As I was thinking about that this week, it reminded me that you and I have been created and redeemed to express our praise, our thanks, and give our appreciation to God with all of our being. Not half-heartedly, but with all of our being, as the psalmist stresses there. And such adoration is not only personal for us, but it's also corporate. It's something that we do, because faith embraces both personal, heartfelt worship and thanks and praise, but also public adoration and singing and music and praise and giving thanks. And we do that when we gather together as the people of God. So imagine for a moment, if you would, being gathered just by yourself in your home, in your car, wherever it may be. Worshiping, thanking God, giving God praise for what's happening in your life or for what God is going to do in your life. And then imagine, if you would, for a moment, when we're all back together, when the church building is full with our 60 to 70 people that we had a couple years ago before all of this started happening, and where we can all gather and worship the Lord again. Both personal and communal worship is needed in our lives to keep our hallelujahs alive. And so I want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through or what you're facing, the psalmist reminds us that we all need help now and then to praise the Lord, especially during those times when life is difficult and things are not going our way. And so hopefully his words today will help us in that area. Now, a second thing I want us to see is the psalmist offers us some help with our worship by inviting us to remember God's deeds or actions or works. Through about four of the verses in our psalm today, just is saturated with God's deeds. So let me ask you a question. What has God done for you? The psalmist shares a couple things there that I want, well, several, but I want to focus on two. The psalmist states that God's works are magnificent, magnificent. Some translations say great. And in the ancient Near East, the term that's used there was reserved primarily for the divine king. And so it brings out these kingly aspects. And I think it reminds us that God's magnificent deeds, God's magnificent actions embody things like God's splendor, God's faithfulness, and God's favor to us, and God's fairness to people, and God's kindness. And all of these characteristics of God, these attributes of God, are the things that God puts into action to do right by people. You know, we sometimes use that expression sometimes, boy, they didn't do right by me, you know. But at other times we can say that people have done us right. They've treated us fairly and in a right way. And that's what the psalmist is trying to get us to see, is that God's works are magnificent because God's deeds and works magnify and lift up God's splendor and faithfulness and favor and fairness and kindness. And furthermore, such deeds are revealed when we read the Gospels in the faithfulness of Jesus in his life and ministry. We know that Jesus came into our world to show us what God is like, what God is truly like. And those same aspects of God's splendor and faithfulness and favor and fairness and kindness we see revealed in Jesus, in his life and ministry. And we also see those same characteristics and attributes of God in our own lives. And we are very thankful and grateful for that today. The psalmist not only states that God's works are magnificent, but I like this, God's works are wondrous. Now, wonder or wondrous in Scripture often speaks of things that are kind of beyond our human thinking and imagination. Sometimes the English translations use words like awesome and majestic and glorious. Yet the psalmist says that even though these things are sometimes beyond our thinking, beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination, they're still worth remembering and pondering. Because that when we do that, it helps to build faith in our lives and trust in God. And so when we read through the Scriptures and we hear the stories and read the stories, or we hear the stories on Sunday in our Scripture readings, it reminds us how great and awesome God is. And the psalmist says, God, your name is awesome. And in Scripture, God's name is often connected with God's character and how God works in our lives. And such wondrous deeds include, as the psalmist says there, things like redemption and deliverance and provision and covenant remembering and God's teachings or scriptures. And also that God offers us an inheritance. And when we think about all of this, and as a result of that, God's magnificent works and God's wondrous works, we're reminded that God's works elicit awe in us. Awe in us. The expression there in our reading today is the fear of the Lord, which really means holding God in reverence. It doesn't mean we're scared or we're fearful or we want to run away from God. If that's ever been our impression, we are mistaken there, and we need to correct that. Because the fear of the Lord, as the psalmist says, is the beginning of wisdom. It's how we develop the skill to live our lives. And it's synonymous in Scripture with loving God, trusting in God, and serving God. In fact, as I used that word earlier, awesome, the word awesome comes from the same root as the word for fear of the Lord, or reverence, or awe, or respect. In other words, God's works and deeds that we see in our world and in our lives and in other people's lives have a way of producing awe or reverence in us for God. And because of that, then, they help us with our hallelujahs. They give us a reason to praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord. You know, millions of people have used this product since the 1970s. And some of you may have a box of it in your pantry right now or cupboard. What is it? Hamburger Helper. It may not be what we serve on special occasions, but obviously it's convenient enough for busy families to keep buying and using to make a quick meal when we need to. And just as we need some meal prep help now and then to get a quick meal together, so we need help with our worship. And as we saw this morning, Psalm 111 not only reminds us to praise the Lord, but it also helps us to consider the reason for our praise: God's wondrous, great, and marvelous deeds. It's a hallelujah helper. And in the times we are facing right now, it's good to know we serve an awesome God whose actions are great and wondrous, and they produce awe and reverence in us. Thank God for Psalm 111, our hallelujah helper. Amen and amen. Well, as we get ready to close out our service this morning, we're going to join together and sing three verses of that hymn, "O for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise." And once again, I'm going to be using a something off the internet, some music, and this time it's going to be a piano version, and hopefully you'll sing along with us. For a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace, my gracious Master, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ear, 'tis life and health and peace. Well, let's join together then for our benediction. Christ's word comes to us offering healing and hope. We have heard the word of the Lord. Go into this world confident in God's loving and healing power. Go in peace, and may God's favor and protection be with you. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in today for our online recorded service. God bless you this week.